Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 110 for the week of March 9th, 2009. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, this year's NASF Washington Forum, taking place April 27th through the 30th in Washington, D.C., will kick off with a major keynote address by Michael Barone, senior writer for U.S. News and World Report and a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, on where the agenda of the White House and Congress will take the nation in these difficult times. The NASF is also pleased to announce that Dr. Ken Mayland of Clearview Economics will be the keynote speaker for SurfIn's session on Surviving 2009 Economic Outlook and Advice, taking place at SurfIn 2009 on June 15th through the 17th in Louisville, Kentucky. And don't forget to join your colleagues on June 16th at the Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs for the SurfIn 2009 Industry Night event. For more information on the 2009 Washington Forum and SurfIn 2009, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of March. On March 9th through the 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will be sponsoring the AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing course for CEF certification, instructed by Frank Altmeyer at the Hilton Inn in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 10th, the Philadelphia Association of Metal Finishers will have a dinner meeting at Doubletree Guest Suites in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. Speaker will be F. Michael Jedluski, Performance Improvement Catalyst, on Working on What Matters Most. Also on March 10th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at Santa Fe Cattle Company in Nashville, Tennessee. Speaker will be Randy Walker, President of Attaboy Automation, on Factory Automation During a Recessionary Period. On March 11th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have a meeting at Ring's Restaurant in Seattle, Washington, with a panel discussion with Jacob Hendrickson, Chris Arfman, and Steve Simisek. On March 11th through the 13th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, sponsored by Binks and DeVilbiss, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On March 12th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a forum at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On March 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have their technical session and annual dinner dance at the Hilton Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 17th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Diana St. Jacques of Heat Bath on electroless nickel applications and post-treatments. On March 17th through the 19th, Middle East Coating Show 2009 will take place at Cairo International Convention and Exhibition Center in Nasser City, Egypt. On March 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On March 19th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Frankie and Johnny's Pine Tavern in the Bronx, New York. On March 22nd through the 26th, NACE International Corrosion 2009 Conference and Expo will take place at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. On March 23rd and 24th, the joint MFASC-MFANC Annual Legislative Action Day will be held at Sheraton Grand in Sacramento, California. On March 26th and 27th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Paris, France. And on March 26th through the 28th, the AESF Foundation Electroless Nickel Deposition Course will take place in Hartford, Connecticut. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.